accomplish more in the Masechta, so I want to make sure we finish the sugya, maybe spend some time this week discussing Pidyon and Ben, but we can go weiter in the sugya, and weiter in the Masechta, and accomplish more. So mitzvah of special siyata neshmaya. It's also, if I stay home, I don't get much done, because every half hour, I have Alabatim call up and say, I hear you that you're not in yeshiva today, so you take care of what we discussed 3 months ago. So. Good. So now let's look at. So the first issue we gave in the sugya was that we pointed out, and that's what we'll return to now, that when the Gemara says, "Itzale bekiya b'shuma leisomcha daita," that since she's not familiar with the shiroi, so loy somcha daita, she doesn't have the smichas das that's required according to Rav Yosef. Rabbi disagrees. So we explain that lechore that is not claiming that she doesn't want to get married unless unless what's part of the kinyan has a certain value, and therefore it should be that the way we understand it, it has to be a certain smichas das about the kinyan itself. And I pointed out that the Birkas Avraham develops that idea, and that's what we're turning to discuss today. And then the second part of that shir was halacha lemaaseh. Rabbeinu Tam Rosh point out that the sugya paskins v'hilchasa shiroi loy boy shuma loy tzarach shuma, instead of saying v'hilchasa kerabba. So that leads the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh to paskin that shiroi loy boy shuma, but other items do require shuma, and that's why Shulchan Aruch paskins. After Shulchan Aruch paskins, Ein mekachin bepochin shavar pruta, miyu im kitsha bechefet stam, Ein tzorach l'shum also tchilim shavar pruta. It's not required. In Sif Beis, yesh oimrim, there are those that Shulchan Aruch quotes. Those disagree. Shem kitsha v'dover she'ein bekin v'shum osam. U'pa'omim toyim v'em harbei. So without that would at least be a Sofei Kiddushin. So Shulchan Aruch paskins that we should be choshesh for those shitas v'lechein nogu l'kadesh b'taba she'ein ba'oven. Rav Shechter has in his notes that the Rav was once besada kedushin, and the chosan came with a ring with a stone on it. He didn't, didn't go to chosan classes. So he was under the chuppah. So it's interesting. I think what most rabbanim in that time would have done is they would have gotten a wedding band from somebody, either one of the guys under the chuppah or one of the women, and would have the woman be makna the ring to the chosan unconditionally, and use that. The Rav didn't do that. The Rav may not, I don't know why. He may not have done it because he may have held that it's very hard to get an unconditional kinyan. And it's one thing if they discuss it in the privacy of their own home, at the chuppah, maybe would have held that wouldn't have been such a good kinyan. So whatever, apparently what the Rav did on the spot was told the chosan to say, Hayam kudesha sli b'tabazu b'choldehu. Right? That's the... So he certainly satisfied the kitsha b'chefet stam. So straight Shulchan Aruch is not a problem. But this way he was choshesh for the two yesh omrims by not saying it's shaveh, not even doing it Afilu bekitshu be'evin stam. So this by saying becholdim, it has to be the command you have to have in the halacha to remember on the spot. Hold on. So that was the second shir we gave. We explained the second part of the first shir. What's the halacha oyle misugyan? Halacha oyle misugyan is that ein sarach l'shum oyse tchila im shove pruta. We paskin like Rabbah. However, since the nusach of the halhilchasa is shiroi loitzricha, so minotam and the rosh, many of the chachmei Ashkenaz said that we do paskin. Rabbah does require shuma sometimes. He requires shuma when it's not shiroi, when we are not familiar with the when the item has a wide range of prices, and then it does require shuma. So those that has become in the Yisrael based on the Hilchos of Shiroi Ritam Rosh today is in the Mechaber. The second shir, the third was we discussed the third, and the first was the Yisod, and then we did a Minotam. First shir was Minotam and the Yisod of the Sugya, and the second shir was discussing the second Maskon of the Sugya, Ledidi Shavili. How does Ledidi Shavili work? So we explained that Ledidi Shavili is discussed in the context of the Pinyin HaBen, and the Rambam quotes it only in the context of Pinyin HaBen. Achroinim quote Ledidi Shavili in the context of Aino'ah. The Ritva quotes, the Ritva says that a person can tell Ledidi Shavili never, then there's no either Aino'ah. Even if it's overcharge, undercharge, I'm saying I'm a Kabel. Right, and that is Chal. We discussed yesterday. There's a Machlekes Rishonim whether Ledidi Shavili is a equal opportunity employer for all people, or like the Rambam says, or Ledidi Shavili only when there's a class of people to which this person belongs, which seems to be the Maskona of the sugya. So we explained that. The issue over there is whether Ledidi Shavili is, what we suggested, is whether Ledidi Shavili is a form of a shuma, like Rashi seems to spell out, that the Birkas of Rome develops, or whether it means that the person is actually changing the price, because now, what was that called, RTP or something? Was that? Well, yeah, okay, good. So that was the, and actually changes. And the Klug was very excited, the Chidush HaRim. I mentioned the Chidush HaRim was one of the greatest Goyim of the Tkufa. I didn't know it was his grandfather. Chidush HaRim wrote, Svas Emes wrote on all of Shas and all of Tanakh and all of maybe even Shulchan Aruch, I'm not sure. And before, I forget, I think before the second one, not sure. Before the first one, not sure. He, with the impending war, he took all his ksavim, and he took the Chashuvei Ger. It may have been Svas Emes' son, the Imre Yemes, before the second world war. And they went to someplace outside of Ger, and they hid all of the ksavim. And everybody who was at that moment didn't make it through the war. So we only have in Svas Emes Chumash, a few Svarm of Navi, a few pieces here and there, and three of Moyed and Kodshim. But the Chidush HaRim wrote on almost all of Shas, I think. He wrote on a lot of Shulchan Aruch. And Chidush HaRim was one of the, again, one of the greatest guys in the Tkufa. Ger Bechlal is Chidush Ger. They're part of the Polish Hasidus, so the head of the rush of the Polish Hasidus that are very makbid on learning mamish seriously, with a great Ian. With Ger, you have Slonim is part of that group, and Alexander Hasidim is part of the group, but Ger is the head of that group. Certain Polish Hasidus and Chidush HaRim, the what we have left of him. Of his writings, we also don't have all his writings. So some it's similar to sachachav grout of ger. So the same sharpness you have in Litvish learning was already being done in by some of the great Polish admirer. What Reb Chaim developed already had its roots, or its zeitgeist. They say about the Chidush HaRim that he wrote a sefer on Aluch HaShemishpat. And a different choice of the story. And he brought it to the Kotzker. And the Kotzker looked it over, and the Kotzker said that if he publishes it, then no one will learn the Shach anymore. So he shouldn't publish it. So he went home, and he took the sefer, and said, Mitzvah L'Shmol Adivri Chachamim, and he burned it, tossed it. And then he said, then he started running again. So he didn't write as much. He said he had even more Siyata D'Shmayo with what he wrote after. But that's the frightening event. So that's so Chidush HaRim has this idea that Lididi Shalom actually sets the price. That's those are the now. Before we begin the show, I want to make a ha'ara on the Rashba. We said yesterday we left open the question of how does the Rambam learn Pshat in our sugya? If the Rambam says that Lididi Shalom is shaykh for everybody, how does he understand Rav Ashi's comment of a Rambam Zal Kosav? How does Rav Ashi said it doesn't apply to everybody? The kol koin yochol midi bishavoli. Ve'ef shaloimer dohod do amar vashi li omen el le rav kana betalas davke komar she'en darkens v'ne odom li ziyakar boi el tam rechacham she'en hoch megil li rosh klal el betalas no kitalis v'ne mechamim avu b'shor dorm kol odom shove. So how is that different than what the Rashba said? How's this? What I'd like to suggest, it occurred to me today, is that the emphasis is on the last few words. Ve'ein kan harama shel kul. Now, the Rambam says anybody can say the Didi Shavali, but we have to know it's not harama. We have to know he's not cheating. So Rav Ashi is saying, according to Rashba, Rav Ashi is saying that it's only Rav Kahana. He said, "Oh, the Machash, I'm going to go to their Misyaka. They're willing Gedolim. I'm willing to be Misyaka. I'm actually Tzrichim. They're willing to pay huge amounts if it's important for them." So that is when we say, "So therefore, Rav Kahana belongs to that group." And obviously, the Shavali, it can't be out of the ballpark idea. It has to be within a context. It has to be within a range. It has to make some sense. A person cannot wake up one morning and say, "Lididi Shavali." He has to say, Lididi Shavli, meaning that I'm part of I'm part of a group that actually has a different price, a Shuma. And Rambam's, no, anybody can say Lididi Shavli. So the one thing that the Rashba is adding in the Rambam, so what Rav Ashi saying? Rav Ashi was saying, you have to know it's not Stama, it's not Harama. I want to get the opinion of Ben. I want to help you out. All you have is Shiroi. So the Queen is Rachmanas. Says, so no, that's not going to work. Koyin kitzeli di shavili, because you don't have anything. You want to do, want to help out a baal tshuva. You want to help. You want to be mafarts in the midst of opinion aben. So you give a clap. You're available for opinion aben. Well, some people haven't done the mitzvah. I had a friend of mine who was a rabbi in a town, and he decided to make the opinion aben a shul event. I think it was a Friday opinion event, so the Suda was Friday night. So he invited the whole shul. And out of that dinner came at least two or three opinion event, because people didn't know halacha. They didn't know the whole story. And then they realized they never had it. They didn't want to be a child. So let's say a coin wants it, he says he wants to make it easy for Jews. Lididi Shavili. No, so the Ram says, so the Rashba says, no, it can't do aroma. So maybe that's what the Rashba is saying. Maybe that's pshat in how the Rambam will impshat in Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, you should know, it wasn't a joke. It wasn't, this is it. This is really true, am I to show you? So that's what I'm wondering, whether that's the, how to learn pshat in this Rambam. Okay, hold on. So now, what we want to do now, hold your questions, write them down. And what I'd like to do now is go back to the very first shiur that we gave, and bring the sugya together, so that we'll feel it's all the best that we can do to bring the different pieces together and understand what we learned from it and then be able to go by it. So again, halacha l'maisa, the two halachas that we're learning from it, two sugyas. One is the actual ring, halacha lemaisa, why are we using a standard marriage ring? As I was saying, in the base of marriage, we could die to figure out whether the common custom is to give in America, people use wedding bands. So did that come from Rinu Tam? And it's interesting, just that history, what happened over here? Did Rinu Tam adopt a practice that was already practiced and we should do that, or did the world learn from us? It's strange to have a Rinu Tam, and that's mamash b'machavan to the common contemporary American practice. So to figure that out. So then the next issue we discussed, two halachas ledidi shavili. Good. So now we're going back into the sugya to understand the sugya well. So the sikum ha-sugya is that it was a machlekes Rabba and Rav Yosef. Hai man de kodesh, hai gamad de ikdish b'shiroi. Machlekes Rabba Rav Yosef. What's the din? Rabba says, loy tzricha shuma. Rav Yosef omer tzricha shuma. Lech omer, what that means, in the first lashon, so Gemara says in the first lashon, that means if there is something of value, and we announce the value under the chuppah, we announce the value b'shas nesinas hatabas and nesinas achefes and nesinas ashiroi, and in fact we get it correct. If it's incorrect, then everybody's masking, the wedding is not valid. It has to be done over again. Do over, right? And if they say, Becholdu, as is, everybody's masking that some of a kovel, it's good. But what happens if we said this is 50, we said it's a certain value. So do we have to verify, do we have to validate that value before the wedding? It sounds from the Gemara, we will be checking after the wedding. Sounds like we're going to do some shum after the wedding. Does it have to be done before the wedding? So Rabba says, after the wedding is good. That's what they had in mind. Some chadaita. Again, whether she was so mechaz das on the shuma after the wedding, or whether she was stam say mechaz das, it's not clear. Svichas das, and Rav Yosef says that she does not have enough svichas das. And that, what's the din in this particular case when it says Rav Yosef tzricha shuma? So Rashi and Rabbeinu and Tosva say tzricha shuma before the wedding. Pashtus, and if they don't do shuma before the wedding, what's the din? L'chor is a do over, right? It's not chal. Rambam says that they do a shuma after the wedding, and the shuma works. Right, that's why Rashi is very clear that it has to be the kevan shaloi shamam tchila einem mekudeshes. Rashi would say, according to Rav Yosef, if they did a shuma afterward, doesn't help. Tosfos again, koinem kiddushin kamar, kiddushin afterward wouldn't help. Right. So what do you see from this nekuda? Right. So again, the first Shita is machlekes Rabba Rav Yosef when the amount is discussed under the chuppah. Rav Yosef says that we put the amount out there without smichas das, and therefore has to be done over. If you're going to put the amount out there, it has to be with the shuma. That's the first day. All right, machlekes Rav Yosef requires shuma under the chuppah. We have to come with the under the chuppah, with a slip from the, what's it called, from the estimator, the name for the guy?
Appraiser,
right. They come from the appraiser, right? So you went to get insured, you have to come with an appraiser slip under the chuppah. You have to come with a shuma. So you have to bring three guys, have a new kibbutz under the chuppah. Three guys from 47th Street, right? To come under the chuppah and verify, right? So instead, we have a minhag. What's our minhag? We have a three minhagim based on this, on this Gemara. Yeah. Minhag number one is that we ask under the chuppah. Gemara writes, "We call mokay noyagin tachas chuppah l'shol le'edim es hatabas shaver pruta." We ask the under the chuppah, we say the shaver pruta. It's like a cold new statement. We are only being makshir the fruit of this ring. Next minute is gam noyagin lechasos pnei kalat snuos. One of the reasons why we keep the veil on under the chuppah is because we want the kalat to be saying whatever it is. That's the way she's saying koldu. I can't even see the ring. To koldu. So we have three minhagim based on this gemara. Minhag number one is that we use rings without stones. Minhag number two is we say koldu. We say shove pruta. Minhag number three, we're mechasa, and there's a discussion amongst the achronim if they do too good a job of being mechasa when the edim are good edim or not. The edim see. The Pesach Yeshuva discuss. Again, not for now. So sikum asugya. The first lashon is machlokes rabba v'rav Yosef. If we are expressing a value, do we need to have a shuma? Or is there a rabbis, we don't need to have a shuma. Second shita, second lashon, machlokes rabba v'rav Yosef, whether irrespective, he can say koldu nami, but since you're using kedusha kesev requires shuma. Rav Yosef first brought exeris hakosuv, and then the Gemara says not wasn't impressed with exeris hakosuv. So lachartam machloek is a svara. When you say shove kesev, does it mean it has to that you're shove kesev? Has to have this parameter of kesef, which is that its value is known. Does it require shuma? Money by definition is shuma. Money by definition, you know the value. So when you use shuma kesef, you have to have that parameter of currency. So the rabbi says, no. Shuma kesef means I don't need the value, that value. I don't need it. And the Yosef says, no. Shavu kesef means I need to have, I can use my television, but it has to have this parameter of currency. That's part of the Kenyan kesef. All right? So that's the machlokes. We brought, try to bring two prices to support Rav Yosef, and both were not successful. First brisa, it was to support the Zegzeres HaKosov, and the second brisa, according to Tosfos, according to the which also, I think, is a raya for the first, Rav Yosef in the first Lashem. And again, the Gemara said, no, let's leave the Shavali. Good, Ad Ganasu. Now we go back a little bit, we say, how do we explain the Machlaikas, what's the Hezber of the Machlaikas of Rabbi Rav Yosef? So the second Lashem is easier to explain. What's the Hezber? What do they argue about? Where the Shavik Kesu Kesev means, it has to have this issue of currency. Is a Kenyan kesef mean that I'm using currency? No, how would you explain it?
Is it the second one?
Second, yeah. Shove a kesef. Right, so is it, go ahead.
Do we say that the kesef de kayetz, is that part of me shove a kesef de kesef? Just like regular kesef is de kayetz.
Good, okay. So what are they arguing about? They're arguing about whether Kenyan kesef has to have the parameter of currency or not. Does it have to be something that we right away know, even if I'm using shove kesef, it has to be kesef ad kelikach, that I know right away how much it's going to buy for me. Know what we say?
And how far do we take the limud?
So that's perfect if you hold it's a limud. But if you hold like the mitzvah, then it's a svar, what are you going to say? And I'll take it a step further. That even according to the Tosfos, it says the limud, so this Gemara says, but we can't find a limud for this nekuda. There's a limud, says Shavu Kesef Kekesef. Right? But we don't have a limud that Shavu Kesef, therefore we require a shuma. So that's what I'm wondering whether even according to Ritva, we certainly need to find the svara. It's all based on svara. The whole Shavu Kesef is based on the svara, the guy that Ritva says, I'm a kabel. I'm there. You're giving me shavu kesef. I'm taking shavu kesef. No, so I need anything more than that. And according to the first day, according to Tosfos, exeris hakosuv. But right now we don't have exeris hakosuv to teach me that I require a shuma, that I require this aspect of currency in a shavu kesef. So what could the svara be? What would the machlokes be?
There's reformulate it. Meaning, is Shabbat Kesef Kesef when it functions exactly like Kesef, or we're lowering our standard for what we
Very good, Kesef good, 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 okay. Good. So what are we, what is the, what are Rabbi Meir Yosef focusing on then? When you say whether we lower the, who's the we? Who's us? Who's what? Who's that?
If the girls could choose what type of kinyan she wants.
No, it's all, well, she, they can they can decide which type of kinyan she wants because she can refuse.
I'm saying the parameters of the kinyan, like Rabbi said, like she wants to pick like a specific call, she can choose. So today she can choose the parameters of the kinyan.
She can choose, but she can choose. There's no question. In this case, the woman is accepting, she's accepting the tabas. And we're still saying it requires shuma. No?
What the standard is for kinyan kesef.
So what are we measuring? What are we calibrating?
The chayfetz.
Was that?
The chayfetz or the kids?
Not the chayfetz. That lamaisa we are, yeah. Right. But in conceptually.
Well, is Rebbe talking the second version of the Gemara?
Yeah.
So I think just like superficially, what we could say whether.
No, I mean, this, so we're done. That superficially was last few sure.
Okay.
No.
Okay. I mean, okay, fine. Whether the properties of Shabbat Kesef.
What are we looking at? That's correct. But what are we?
We're looking at whether Kesef requires Kayetz in general, and then how that.
Correct.
Affects
correct. 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 What are we looking at? Correct.
But
right.
How that is.
What's
that?
What are we really looking at, though? I mean, you're not just looking at the Kesef. The Kesef is a measure
the
of something.
Din of Kichud.
Was that?
Kichud
would be true if it's only Kiddushin. That would be right. It could be. I mean, everything you're saying is correct. Everything you're saying is correct, probably 100%, if you follow the sheet of the Taz, that is a formality.
Perhaps,
right?
Perhaps whether we require a formal sort of evaluation to determine an objective value of something.
Well, why? What is going to be dependent on that formal evaluation.
The value of
das.
The
Shabbat Pruta. Is Das, right? Here is Das. In other words, Kinyan Kesef is that the person is willing, we believe the person is willing to give up this item, they have Das to give the item. Now, when the Torah says that the Das is going to be dependent on Kesef, That if you hand over the money, that means you have das. That's our indication you have das to get rid of the item. I'm willing to give the Gemara over because I'm getting $1,000 for it. Right? So I have das. That's the das machne. Now, when the Torah said that we respect the das machne that is shaped, formed, how do you want to say it, generated by Kinyan Kesef, is that if it's shaped by a Kinyan Kesef of currency, then I know that I get the $1,000, I know exactly what I got. I know exactly its buying power. I know exactly what it's going to do for me, what bills are going to pay. Or is it good enough that I say, all right, it's a laptop. I don't know exactly. I have a ballpark figure. Right? The Torah says, Shavei Kesef Kesef, either Al-Pi Gzeiras HaKosov, or we're saying that Al-Pi Svara, Shavei Kesef, I decide, I can decide that Shavei Kesef has the same Das Machna as Kesef. So the halacha wants to know, is that accurate? Maybe if I get currency, maybe the Torah says the commitment that is created by getting currency, that's the das machna. So l'chora, the machlekes Rabbi Rav Yosef is when the Torah taught me that shavei kesef kekesef, either gzeiras hakosef or svara. Was the Torah saying that? Was the Torah saying that the gmiras das that is generated by an item, even without a shuma, and this is machlekes Rabbi Rav Yosef, do I require a shuma? So Rabbi would say. Again, do I require a shuma or not? So if I require a shuma, so that means that the gmiras das of kinyan kesef, it has to be created by something like currency. that I actually know the value of the item. Right? If I don't require Shuma, that means that Shuva Kesef doesn't mean it has to be like Kesef. It means that Kesef is value. Not, when the Torah says, when we say Shuva Kesef, does that mean that the Shuva Kesef has to be similar to Kesef? Or does that mean that the Kesef is good enough if it's Shuva Kesef? Are we saying Pshat is that the Torah expanded the idea of Kesef as long as it's something which has a currency-like parameter? It has a shum. You know how much it is. Or is Shuva Kesef has the meaning that the Torah says value? It didn't mean money. It didn't mean currency. It meant value, as long as you're getting a good value for it. So I don't need Shuma. And it needn't be precise. I don't have to know exactly how much it's going to do for me, but laptop's in the ballpark. That could be the way to understand the Machlokes Rabba Rav Yosef in the second Lashon. How do we understand Shuva Kesef in the shape of Gemara's Das? What about in the first Lashon? There, the Machlokes Rabba Rav Yosef is there enough smichas das without having a shuma before the kinyan is done? Right, now this is where I would argue that you see it's not an issue of das machne. Why would I say that? Because should it really matter whether the shuma is done before the kinyan or after the kinyan? If the issue is das machne, does the woman really want to get married if the shiroi is not worth 50 chavshim?
Yeah, we'll still say she wants to get married.
So that's one approach, but he can say a step further. Let's say it really is, she's really making her das conditional. So that's the case. So shuma after should work. Like the Rambam says. Shuma after should work. If it's really a question of das, 50 chamshin, she has in mind, I only want to, if it's 50 chamshin, we're married. If not, not. Right? If that's what she has in mind, so when we're revired afterward, we'll be revired das. The fact that according to Rashi and Tosfos, Rav Yosef says, I need to have the smichas das before the kinyan is done. L'chor, that means it's not the run-of-the-mill usual das mag that we speak about. In regular mekach u'memkar, I sell the Gemara for... I sell the Gemara for $20. And the guy gives me Shuva Kesef. And he says, trust me, $20. Alright? So l'chor, that means if it's not worth $20, no kinyan. It's like a tanai. If it is worth $20, good kinyan. I'll find out tomorrow whether it was a kinyan or not. Would we ever say that I have to know right now, in a regular sale, mekach u'memkar, at the time of the sale, I didn't know. I wasn't sure. Just regular mekach u'memkar. You find out and it becomes a form of a tanai, and the kinyan is chal and not chal. So you see, look over, that's the, coming back to the first year, you see that's raya number one, that this sugya of requiring a shuma before, and again, in the sugya it sounds like it's Rav Yosef, but in halacha lamasa, it's minatam, it's our practice, our minute, right? And l'chora, even Rabba does require a shuma after it. That could be a tanai, but that's the first indication that what we're looking at over here is not the das makne of regular mekach u'memkar. Next, hold on. Next is the question that the Birkas Avon raised, that we raised 2 days ago, and that is, Hare Sober V'kibel, the Maisa, she took it. And she took it without, so Rav Yosef says she took it, and it's going to be worth Chamish Mezuz, and it's still not going to, because she didn't have Smichas Das when she took it, but she took it, Hare Sober V'kibel. Right? Even Rava, who says it's okay because we'll find out afterward. Why doesn't Rava say it's okay because Sober V'kibel? Not because we'll find it afterward. So Luchara, that also indicates that we're looking at a Das Makne, which is again, is not the Das Makne of regular Mecha Chumemka. The Lashon okay, good. Yoni?
So I was going to say, I think the verses of Ram would prove that we're not the Bekalim part, because he says, his answer is that, like, even though she accepted it, like, normally she's not in this situation to accept it, she doesn't really know if she's accepted anyway. So we don't really care about her to begin with.
Say it again?
The verses of Ram answers that Kasha, like,
yeah.
If she accepted it, why don't we say this? It makes the kingdom fall.
Yeah.
So one of the answers is that the women aren't using the types of positions to, like, in these transactions, so even if she accepts it, she doesn't really know what she's doing, so we don't really care what she does in it, per se.
Yeah, we don't trust her das in this case.
Yeah.
Okay. Mayor?
Can Kirby explain how having a shuma after the fact helps at all? Like, I don't
know. L'chora, if it was regular das makne, right, then a shuma has to actually help. I gave her a ring for 50. We find that afterward it is worth 50. Nope. So now we know that.
Yeah, but you already had beer or something.
So what does it matter? Lemafreya. If it wasn't 50, Lemafreya, she's not married. And if it was 50, Lemafreya, she is married.
What did you need to get? And if someone had done something with her in the meantime, it wouldn't be an issue.
I mean, that's. Lechora, that should be. That should be the dinner. If it was regular das, that would be the dinner. A regular Tanai. Harekud Deshli Almanos. Almanos that will spend the next week in Hawaii. Right? So Lamaisa, they spend the next week in Hawaii, then they're married. If not. Right? It's Lamafreya. It's a regular Tanai. Nope. Johnny?
Yes. If Rebbe wants to learn the Igadamri or the Lishna Basra, say that's all about the Chakir is now about the Gnir's Das and completing the Gnir's Das, then why did that Kash come up in the Lishna Rishona?
Which Kash?
The Gemara, if Rebbe wants to learn the Igadamri, he's saying the problems with Gnir's Das, right? The Shavu Kesed, I guess, complete.
When the halacha said Shavu Kesed, right? So that means the halacha said that Gemir's Das of the sale can happen through Shavu Kesed as well. So now we're trying to figure out exactly what does that mean. Does that mean that the Gmiras Das, if I provide something with the parameter of Kesev, with the parameter of currency, with a Shuma, so then the Gmiras Das of Kesev is similar to the Gmiras Das of Shavu Kesev with a Shuma? Or did the Torah say, no, the Gmiras Das of Kesev means Gmiras Das based on value, not based on currency.
Right. Wouldn't that be It wouldn't say, oh, behold, who lo pligi, everyone hold, we don't need a shuma. Meaning, I guess, because you look at the...
I have to think about it. I'm not sure if that's...
Look at the whole part of the first... You look at the first part of the Gemara, it's all about Smichas Das, as Rav Yosef says, with the Chamish and Ave Chamish case. So now if, like, also talking about Das, shouldn't that just been all one
part? I don't think so. I don't think it's Akasha, because it could be that it's more posh to say that Shavu Kesev means that it just means that the Gemir's Das is based on value. I don't think it's a good kasha to say to Medayik in which Ikadamri came first. I don't think so. Hold on. Now let's look at the Ramah. V'im kidsha b'tabas sheyesh bei even, ay b'stam tabas v'nimtzol nachoshes. What taka happens if if he tells her it's a regular ring and turned out to be a copper ring? Afal pi shein derech lekanish b'chach. Even though that's not the normal thing to do, nevertheless, we certainly have to be choshesh that they're married. V'yafilo omer ha'edim tach zechub b'shushal zav. Even if the edim say it's gold, and it turns out to be copper, afal gav linyan dina nirid lehavim mikudeshes, afilo hoch, even though it would sound like it's a mekach tos, so nevertheless, we have to be machmir. In other words, we have to give him a, either finish up the wedding or give him a get. What are we being machmir for? Why is it a regular mekach tos? No, so we're being choshesh for sabra v'kabel. Right? We're efshar lamed a sabra v'kabel. Maybe she said avol pisha in derech lekadish haynu devar the dvarim shebelev love tonight gomer va'af she say meches bedata she even shav v'kach v'kach. Since she didn't say explicitly, so Efshir, maybe she was suffering a couple. It's going to take a moment out to look at the Kehelas. The Kehelas Yaakov is the Tshuvas of Yaakov Elisa, of the Nesivas. The, as opposed, the Kehelas Yaakov is the stifler. It's the 20th century. Kehelas Yaakov is 1800s. So the Siva says, "Bidaloi chilku apoyskim." Mashma dim ena shava chamishim zuz, afilu impachlis mishir oino ena mekudeshes. Kevin the Amar benun zuz, aminon leimakne nafshe bepachlis misach ze. Says in the Yaakov Elisa, it's Pashas of our sugya. Chamshin, he said Chamshin, and it isn't Chamshin. What happens if it's less than a sixth of 50, less than 50? What's a sixth of 50? Was that? No. Around there, yeah. So let's say it's less. So in Halacha, in Hilchas, no, Hilchas Mekuchu Memkar, we would say, that's within the realm of Aino and the Ramaychal. I took it, I accepted it. So the Yaakov Elisa says, but it seems from our Gemara we're not saying that. There is no variance at all. Why isn't there an Aino variance? Came on the Amrinon de Loy Maknil and Nafshi Bepochis Misach Zeh, de Bakno di Do Loy Shayach Mechila, Afilu Bepochis Mishir Aino, Kimayim Omar. B'mona zeh, next Gemara. B'nimtza chosid diner. And then he says, and furthermore, what happens if they find out it is worth way more than 50? So can the chosin say, you owe me? We said 50, right? Nimtza sheshav ham shav emeya. Nir da chevetz shalah. Vein tzorach la'aksil adamim. We don't say that he gets the ring back. We don't say that she owes him the amount, the 50 minus 8, of which in a normal mekach memka. Why not? Hachanami shayach loimar shezeh writes the beisha yosef min achefetz, because we assume he's okay. He's Meichel. We assume he's Meichel. Right? So I have a Pella. And L'chari, this is intuitive. Right? And it seems to be the Pshat the Sugya. But he points out that on one hand, we're saying, Chamshin, Mishav, and Chamshin, but we would not give it the normal, we would give it less than the normal tolerance of Mekach U'Memkar. Mekach U'Memkar, you'd have a tolerance of a six. He was saying, no tolerance b'chlal. Why not? Me'idah, right? We are saying, we do look at it intuitively, that he really wants to get married, and therefore he is no taina against her. We do, the Gemara said, the Shulchan Aruch Rav Paskins, that we do have to be concerned about Sovir V'Kovil. It is a Svara, even if it's gold in the Choshas. So on one hand, we're saying her das is a tight das, chamshin chamshin. Even though we do recognize that the svaris of Sovir V'Kovil do play a role, certainly in the heaven. So that would be another indication. This Kehelis Yaakov, which is in the sugya, is another indication that when we speak about the das of the Isha, and maybe even the das of Chosam Nekala, but certainly the das of the Isha, with respect to the Kinyan Kiddushin, we are not referring to a Kinyan, to the das of Mekach U'Memkar B'chol HaTerekula. Indication number one, Kehelis Yaakov's Vorta Noinah. We don't have the normal halachas of mechila, right? Chamshin is chamshin. Indication number two is that we do not treat the issue of shuma or not shuma as a regular tanai issue. Chamshin, and there was chamshin. We don't say no. So we mekayim the tanai. We don't say sovir v'kovil. So it could be that Yoni will say, well, the sovir v'kovil is not a strong enough ryan and so on. Correct? Okay. But l'chora, these three indications show us that the smichas das that we're discussing over here, and the Gemara says leisom chadaita. When the Gemara said earlier whether pachas mishav pruta, in the case where you have, what was the case with gomra daita? Where did the Gemara have that lashon? If she was gomra daita. In the previous Iboya. One of the Iboyas of Chatzi Pruta.
I think it was the Gemara, it was one of the Rishonim.
Was that?
Yeah,
the whole Gomra Daita. So when we speak about the Smichas Das, so we're not speaking about the Smichas Das of regular Mekach U'Memkar. There's a greater requirement of Bira Das when it comes to the Kiddushin, right? And that's, and again, the Halacha L'Maisa, the fact that under the Chuppah we say Shavar Pruta. The fact that we're going to use a ring where there could be no confusion and not say, it's going to work, some of the Kovil, it's going to work, we'll figure it out tonight. So it means we have to have a certain clarity of the Kinyan per se, Vishas Kiddushin. That's the Yisod. That's the Yisod of the Sugya. That's what we opened up with. That when I said that you see from this Sugya, a Smichas Das requirement. What I had in mind is that the Kinyan, what was regular Mekach U'Memkar, requires a certain clarity. The Kinyan of Kiddushin requires a clarity about the Kinyan itself. I have to be clear as to what's happening right now. Right? In fact, we had a similar lashon by the Rashba and the Edom. The Edom have to have greater clarity in knowing the das by the Amira. Rashba said, well, one of the reasons we need Amira is so the Eidah know exactly what's going on. But here we're saying is that the Kinyan has to be clearer than a regular Kinyan Mekach U'Memkar. So I was explaining the following way. Now again, so what are we pointing out? We pointed out from this sugya we did the Halacha L'Maisa, right? Then we explained to the best of our ability the two machlokes and Rabbi Merv Yosef. Good. You discussed Shavu Kesef Kesef. Then we said, what's the yesoida of the sugya? So l'chayra, the fundamental idea which this sugya points out is that we require greater clarity of the, at least of the kala, then we require a normal das makanda. Whatever raya is, halachal maisa the raya the shava pruta. We cover just it states not my halachal maisa. We say we follow in the times and hugas, right? Halachal maisa we don't impose hanoa over here. We say we don't allow the tolerance of ainoa. We don't allow it the normal parameters of mechila. How would I explain that we require greater understanding of the kinyan? So l'chayra, it all come back to this Rambam. Koyde matan Torah. Koyde pege isha bashuk. In rotzahu vehi lisa isa machnisa lebeisu boyo lebeinu lebein atzmai. Bidil isha. Kemen she nosan the Torah. Kemen she nitan the Torah. Nistam v'yisro shim yirtzel ish lisa isha yikne oisa techila. So we think about it in the course of Mekoch Memkar, the kinyan is to give greater clarity to the transaction. In Mekoch Memkar, there's a transaction and there's a kinyan that confirms the transaction. Right? You have a transaction. I want to sell the property. I have to do a closing to formalize that sale. Right? I want to sell my Gemara. I have to do a handshake to formal. I have to do a mashiach on it. That's what a kinyan is. But the kinyan is to give greater clarity to the transaction. I want to make sure that this transaction is going to hold. I want to make sure he has a das for the transaction. I want to make sure that I can actually date exactly when the transaction took place. So the maisa kinyan, its purpose is to shed greater light and greater clarity and give greater substance to the transaction which is taking place. That could not be the issue in Kinyan Kiddushin. Because the Rambam says that before Kiddushin, we decided we want to get married. We would move in together. Huvi lisa osa machnisa lebeisu boyala beino levein atzmai v'tila leisha. In Bnei Noach, they have Eishes Isha ready. Once that happens. So the Kinyan, the Kinyan is not saying that before Matan Torah, so then once we decided to, it's true, that once before Matan Torah, the decision to live together could be unraveled by the decision not to live together. That's true. After Matan Torah, it's Kinyan Kiddushin and it's Gerushin. Right? There's no, you can't just decide not. So that's, it's true that after Matan Torah, the Kinyan created greater commitment. But L'chaira, that's not the Kinyan created, that's the Kadosh Baruch Hu saying that L'achar Matan Torah, once you have Ishus, it only unravels by Kiddushin, by Misa, Rechman Otzlan. The Kinyan of Kiddushin is not giving greater clarity, the purpose, L'chaira, is not just to give greater clarity to the Ishus which is taking place. L'chaira, the Rebbeinu Shalom in Hilchus Ishus is what gives greater substance to the Ishus. It's not dependent on the Kinyan. Because Baruch Hu didn't say the Kinyan is the one that because the Kinyan, therefore you require a get, and they require Sheikhsus V'oinon, and you have all this. No, those are all part of Hilchus Ishus post Matan Torah. So what's the Kinyan then? In a normal transaction, it's to give greater commitment or to be clear about the commitment. So that's what I'm wondering is whether that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying is that's why in this case the Kinyan requires greater clarity. Normally the Kinyan is to clarify the Das Machne. Normally the Kinyan is to clarify the transactions taking place. Over here, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, gotta do a Kinyan. L'chaira, the Kinyan, and we use loose terms, is the purpose of the Kinyan is to give greater importance and significance to this relationship. To be machshav the ishus. We don't just walk in and walk out together. We don't just decide. All right? But I'm wondering, maybe you'll disagree in principle. But I'm wondering is whether this is where this what the sugya is based on. Hey, Yosef, that the Torah says that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be machshiv, ishus, with the kinyan, so the kinyan becomes something which requires greater smichas das. I have to have greater understanding of the kinyan. Moshe Mo Dover Daimah, if Kadosh Baruch Hu give me a mitzvah tefillin, so I have to know about tefillin. Right, it may have certain ramifications. So if I have a ma'isa kinyan of kiddushin, so that means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and if I'm correct, he may disagree with this. He may say totally opposite. To think about it, that here also the purpose of the kinyan is to give greater clarity to the das makna going forward. I just don't think it's correct. I don't think that's the. So if I'm correct in saying that this kinyan is different than kinyan of Mecca Chumay. It's borrowed from transactions, but it has a different purpose. And then you add to that, we said 2 days ago, that when it came to Avraham and Ephron, they were very careful to be very clear about the Maisa kinyan. They were concerned, over La Soicher, that it should be a Mechon and a Matana. And that's totally unrelated to the Maris HaMachpelah. So perhaps that is one of the ideas of Reb Chaim's Kicha. The Kinyan Kiddushin is not different. Different in terms of Amira. So perhaps that's the... And now we're saying it's different in terms of clarity. But we're pointing out, just to separate, we're pointing out that this sugya teaches us L'chor Smichas Das about the kinyan. Normal kinyanim requires smichas das about the transaction. Over here, it's about the kinyan. I'm suggesting, you have to think about it, is that in this case, it's different from kinyanim in Mecca Chumemgar. Kinyanim in Mecca Chumemgar are to shed light on the das makna of the Mecca of the transaction. And l'chayra, the kinyan of kiddushin is an event in and of itself, which Kadosh Baruch Hu says this has to start kiddushin. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu may have required greater clarity about that ma'isa kinyan. And then, in order to make it palatable, I would say that's how we're machshav ishus. You begin it in a certain way. Moshe Navadoyme, he celebrates the beginning of an event, a Chanukah Savayas, a bar mitzvah. Right? You're giving chashivas to what's happening afterward. It's not giving greater clarity, giving chashivas. The more elaborate this is not entirely correct. Let's walk that back. The fashion where you begin something, so that will give greater chashivas to the enterprise at the beginning. Okay, I have to get next door. Give it some thought, and we ran later on to discuss the one.